Earlier, we heard from Newsweek Paris Bureau Chief Christopher Dickey about the ongoing crisis in France. And now, with more on this story, is Morning Sedition foreign correspondent Angus McFarker reporting from Paris. Hello, Angus. How are the conditions there right now?
Bonsoir, Mark. Well, I've got a wicked hangover, if that's what you mean. But I'll manage. Little hair of the dog will cure me, I reckon.
I mean the rioting. What's happening there with the rioting, Angus?
Oh, yes, of course, Mark. Well, French-born citizens of Arab or African origin are outraged by all the racism and unemployment, and so some kids in Toulouse set fire to a bus and 21 cars.
Oh, my God, that's just awful.
Yeah, and in Grigny, south of Paris, police were lured into a housing estate and attacked with pellet guns and rocks and petrol bombs.
Oh,
there's a lot of violence all over.
Right.
Also, one reporter was attacked, got a cracked rib, 3 chipped teeth and a concussion.
Oh, no. Did I hear something? Who was that?
That was me, Mark! Last night, right?
Yeah.
There were these 7 lads. Dark as an Arabian midnight, cornered me in a dark alley, and then completely and totally kicked my ass.
That's appalling, Angus. Are you okay, buddy?
I never felt better in my life.
Yeah, right.
Frankly, I didn't think the French had it in them.
Uh-huh.
World War II, bunch of Nazis and all that. But these North African lads, oh, they're really and truly pissed. They bludgeoned me with a viciousness and a lack of remorse that was truly impressive. Almost dare I say it. Scottish! Best riot of the year! Easily! 2 thumbs up!
Oh.
I've definitely got blood in my pee this morning, Mark! Really painful!
So wait, now you're...
Oh, it hurts!
So you're enjoying this?
Enjoying it! I'm like a dog with the Christmas haggis!
Oh,
I haven't had this much fun since Scotland went to Italy to take on the bloody Eyeties in football! Maximum violence that weekend, I assure you! And these riots are right up there! Plus, since you're in Paris, there's access to a wide assortment of excellent wines and cheeses. The Pinot Noirs are particularly lovely.
But come on, Angus, doesn't all the burning cars, doesn't that disturb you a little bit?
Well, of course it does, Mark. 2 days ago, I saw these Algerian lads standing around the car like they were going to torch it,
So
I said, "Oi, Nancy! Are you going to burn that car, or are you going to stick your todger in it?" 30 seconds later, that car was a bonfire. Good fun, lads, the Algerians.
Oh, come on, that's disgusting. Don't you think you're just prolonging the violence there, Angus? You're not helping anything.
Well, as I always say, Mark, no violence, no story. A professional creates his own news.
Okay.
What have we got here? 3 lads throwing bricks.
Right.
And I don't think they're bricklayers. Oi, Nancy, throw that brick at me, huh?
All right.
Throw on your pants.
Okay.
Ah, je suis Angus McFarkin. Et vous, wanker.
Okay. All right. Wait, Angus, come on, stop it. Angus, please. All right. I guess we lost Angus.
Did he call somebody a wanker?
Oh, of course. It's Angus, creating the news as it happens.